Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome into our rundown of what's going on Thursday the 15th, 1/15/15.
Ooh,
there's, not, there's never
nice.
A 15-15, though, is there? There's never a 15-15-15. Can't get that far, right? 15.
Not unless the scientists change something.
Right. All right, scientists are here. Jennifer Horn, scientist extraordinaire. Ken Kessler,
Sutton,
and Richie will be in. Here's the story of Kurt Busch. Do you know who Kurt Busch is?
Yeah, in the driver.
NASCAR driver.
Mm-hmm.
All right. According to Mr. Busch, his ex-girlfriend, lady named Patricia Driscoll, is a hired killer.
What?
Who was sent on covert missions around the globe. People tell me I'm crazy, but I lived on the inside of this and I saw it firsthand, he said. He was in court over a no-contact order issued by Ms. Driscoll, aimed at him.
Wow.
Busch claims that while they were in El Paso, she left in camouflage gear and returned in a trench coat that was covered in a bloodied evening gown. It was covering up a bloodied evening gown. He says that she showed him pictures of bodies full of gunshot wounds.
Oh.
And that she was one of the inspirations for a character in Zero Dark Thirty. Driscoll says that his claims are ludicrous and straight from a fictional movie script that she was working on.
Hmm.
What do you think?
I believe him.
You believe him?
Yep.
Are there women around who do that sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely. They're hired killers. Oh, of course.
Really?
I think so.
In the movies.
Wouldn't you? Come on. Hmm. Where would those movie people get the idea?
Well, did they create him? Life imitating art or the
and
other
even
way around?
If they did create him, then the government would say, that's not a bad idea. Let's do it.
Yeah, okay, let's do that. Ticketmaster says it will offer refunds for the Bill Cosby shows in Denver. He's still scheduled to perform despite protests there. More than 3,000 tickets have been sold for two shows that are scheduled for Saturday. There's an organization called Turn Back Cosby that has planned a protest outside of the Buell Theater at the same time. So isn't there some woman that's going to court? I think she's here in Los Angeles, if I'm not mistaken, over a 2008 claim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cosby had his way. And so what's going on with that? Anybody know?
She met with detectives yesterday.
Yeah.
And is looking to file charges. They say this falls within the statute of limitations.
What is it? What is it? 10 years? Seven? No, it's 7 years, right?
Yeah.
So it would just be within that statute of limitations? Yeah.
Man. You know...
What?
I keep going back and forth. I'm on the bandwagon. I'm off the bandwagon. I was kind of
you
back
mean as
on.
Far as being supportive of him?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Time heals because, all
well,
wounds.
The reason I say that is that there's a story that's been floating around about Beverly Johnson, who's one of the models that just came out after, I think after Janice Dickinson, Beverly Johnson came out and said she, too, was a victim of Cosby. And now her manager's on the tour saying she's lying, that that wasn't true, that he knew that she was making that up and fabricating the story.
Really?
So I don't know. Who knows?
Mm. Wow. All right, here's the news from Disney.
Yes.
The Federal Aviation... Yes.
In other news.
Buy stuff in Disney. In other news, the FAA says that they are stopping people from flying over the two Disney World and Disneyland parks.
I understand.
Flight restrictions put into effect, urging Congress to pass this. Disney lobbyists were on the job. The no-fly zone now is only in existence over Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fly too close to the National Mall, you know, that kind of stuff. But now, supporters of Disney's no-fly zone say the parks deserve special protection because of the large crowds they attract. Is Disney, in and of itself, responsible for the largest groups of people together in that smaller place in the country? Are there other places? What about the Mall
of America?
Right.
Be one.
Shouldn't that be a no-fly zone?
You know, sadly, that's the new reality. I don't think it's a terrible idea to not let planes go overhead. I think that that's probably safe. I mean, when you think about, especially Disney World, how big that place is and how many people it attracts.
Mm-hmm. The Family Policy Network suing the government because they wouldn't authorize a plane to fly a banner over Walt Disney World during Gay Day.
Hmm.
The Family Policy Network, opposed to the gay lifestyle, wanted to run a banner. How they have those banners on the back of planes, fly them over. I don't know what the banner was going to say, but they were not issued the authority.
You're fabulous.
All right, speaking of flying,
yes.
Who heard the story this week of the plane that only had two passengers?
Oh, I did, and it's awesome.
Yeah. One New York-bound passenger thought that he was getting the private plane treatment, boarded a flight, realized he was the only one on at the moment. The man's name is Chris O'Leary. Started tweeting about his amazement before the plane took off, saying he got a personalized safety briefing and a one-on-one rundown from the captain about the flight.
I love that. How fun would that be? You would geek out on it,
wouldn't
you?
Yeah. Well, I've been on planes when they were, I think the least was a flight from Boston to L.A. I took on Christmas one year or New Year's Eve. It was 14 people on the plane.
Wow.
I think that's the...
I remember that. That wasn't that long ago. And
no,
I think
it was
that was
years
New
ago.
Year's Eve. Yeah.
Yeah. Was it New Year's Eve?
I think so.
Right. Anyway, the plane pushed off from the gate, and then the guy got concerned because it went back to the gate. But the reason it went back to the gate was to pick up a second passenger. So there were two people on this flight on a regional jet that carries 76. It was out of Cleveland, going to New York, I think, wasn't it, Kenny? Something like that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so.
So anyway, that story at DougStephan.com. One of the things that I find most interesting, yesterday in gossip, I was looking at one of the gossip sheets while I was sitting waiting for some people to join me for breakfast, and it was sort of a follow-up on the Ann Curry, Matt Lauer thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because yesterday we were talking here about Ann Curry leaving officially the NBC News organization and going out on her own. And so this gossip was about Matt Lauer and Ann Curry actually not speaking to each other for years. When she was axed, she was quite bitter about it. There's no question about that. She blamed Matt. They never made up after the firing. He believes the way she handled it made him look terrible, while she believes Matt played a major role in her downfall.
I'll tell you what, they're both right.
Say that again.
I think they're both right. I mean, mm-hmm. I think that the chemistry wasn't there, so I think he was not happy with her.
Yep.
And then I think she also handled it. I mean, it was very public. Anytime you start crying on TV, it's going to get attention, and it does make the other guy look bad. So right. I think they're both right in some respect.
Well, but come on. Why is a grown-up part
of it? Look, it's business, you know, and we know, Doug, how important chemistry is, and sometimes you either have it or you don't. And when you're kind of the anchor star, which Matt Lauer is, I don't blame him for wanting to work with someone with chemistry, because think about it. When you've had to, I mean, you and I have excellent chemistry.
We certainly do.
But think about what a hard job it is when you do a radio show or a TV show with someone that there's just no click with. It's like, it feels like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders to try to make something entertaining when you don't have something fun to kind of play off of. So yeah. I understand it. I mean, I kind of get where he's coming from. I don't think he should be vilified for wanting to put out the best possible product. But at the same time, you know, maybe NBC should have handled it differently. How's that?
Well, they're grown-ups. You'd think no matter what the circumstances, they've been better. They just, the whole thing was a mess. And I think that it hasn't done. NBC's still number two in the morning, are they not? I think people don't forget that stuff.
I think that's right. And I also think, you know, people start looking around. When there seems to be trouble in the morning, I think people want to be happy. And when there seems like there's trouble brewing, I think maybe that's when they open up and go, well, maybe we'll see what else is out there. And then maybe they like it and stick around.
All right, in a moment, stick around for the story of a fatwa been issued by a Saudi religious scholar. You'll be amazed who is the focus of the fatwa. And I'm not talking about that kind of fatwa. This is a different kind of fatwa.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts. Don't miss this limited time offer. We're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. Call 800-393-6272. That's 800-393-6272.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount apply before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Elsa? Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play. I never see.
All right, so here's a clue.
Out the door.
It's to the problems because of a fatwa issued by a Saudi religious scholar named Muhammad Salah al-Minjaddah. The scholar bans the creation of snowmen, saying it's too Western. It's not permitted to make a statue out of snow, even by way of play and fun, says the fatwa. After a snowstorm on the Arab Peninsula, children started building snow camels. Not a lot of snow over there in the first place, and so instead of snowmen, they built snow camels. This was what inspired the fatwa. Supporters of the fatwa say the creation of snowmen or snow camels is a crude imitation of the West. It has no value in our traditions. Those who are fascinated by the West should emulate their inventions and sciences, not their culture.
Yeah.
The camels built in the northern part of Saudi Arabia they were what they said was a nod to local culture. That is, snow instead of snowmen, they snow a snow camel. We've had snow for fleeting days, maybe even hours. Always someone who wants to rob us of joy and fun. Amazing. And then 21 after the hour.
Think some company's overdue. I've started talking to the pictures on the wall. Hang in there, Joan. It gets a little lonely. I'll
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
This week that Ed Sheeran and Janelle Monáe are going to perform at a Stevie Wonder tribute, Songs in the Key of Life, an all-star Grammy salute, the 10th of next month. Concert takes place 2 days after the 57th Annual Grammy Awards. Also participating is Usher.
This is so my iPod. Usher and Willie Nelson.
Really?
Yeah.
Love it.
Despite my demo.
Oh, I love it. How can you sing middle?
How can I sit still?
Yeah.
Easy, my back hurts so far.
Well.
All right, also,
you know what?
A tribute to Stevie Wonder on the 10th of February is Coldplay's Chris Martin. Instead of Kara, would have had my favorite Coldplay song. Crank that one up.
I wanted to make you ask for it.
Did you really? Right?
Yeah.
Very nice. All right. That's a good one. Crank it up, Richie. Nobody's quite yet figured out how to put some meaning to this song. But anyway. So we have Willie Nelson, Usher, and Chris Martin paying tribute to Stevie Wonder in his concert. Tickets for the tribute show are on sale now. Be here in L.A. in the Nokia Theater, Jennifer. And then become become a two-hour special on CBS.
What are the tickets for that thing going to cost?
I would check it out. I wouldn't mind going. I'm going to be here on the 16th of February. Unless it's crazy.
I'm thinking you're paying $500 plus.
$500?
Oh, for all that celebrity?
Just to get in the door.
Really?
I don't care where the seat is. Sitting at the hot dog stand out in the hallways, you're going to pay $500.
I think you're right.
Ginger, will you check it out?
Sure, I'll look it up, yep.
What the heck the deal is? Because that would be kind of a swell show to go to.
The deal is, though, if you go, you have to take me, too.
Okay.
No way Joe Q Public walks up to the ticket box and buys a ticket for that.
You think it's all inside?
Where's it going to be? What's the venue?
About 6,000 seats in the Nokia.
Yeah. Small.
No. It's all inside.
Nobody's getting a seat.
Nope.
Really?
Not unless you know somebody.
Really? I know you, Jennifer.
I'll work on it, Dougie.
Huh?
I'm connected. I'll have my people call you.
Isn't Shatner, isn't he another Stevie Wonder knockoff album?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm sure that gets him right in the front door of this one.
Well, let's see, who else? We aren't connected to Willie Nelson in any way. We aren't connected to Usher. We aren't connected to Coldplay, so we're not connected to Stevie Wonder. Richie says that's the only way you get through the door. Did you find out how much the tickets are, Jen?
No, I can't yet. I'm Googling and working.
Stevie Wonder has been awarded 25 Grammys during his career. You heard the story that he told when we had Donny Osmond on the other day.
Yeah.
Donny was talking about recording a Stevie Wonder song. He's got Donny Osmond's new album out called The Soundtrack of My Life. And he attributes much of his success to Stevie Wonder. And he got Stevie Wonder to play the harmonica on his Stevie Wonder song, right? Wasn't that the story,
yes,
Richie, if I remember correctly?
Yep.
Dougie, we can afford this.
How much?
$65, $85, $95, or $150.
Sign up. Richie, you weren't right.
VIP package, $395.
Really? All right.
I'm going to try to buy tickets right now.
I would buy them. Yeah, buy them now.
Yeah, you think after we talk about it, they'll all be gone?
I think they're already gone.
You think so? Yeah. Richie, why are you so up today? 28 after on Good Day.
Sad.
Many remember Mel Gibson portraying then Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore in We Were Soldiers, but few know today's West Point cadets follow tactics more developed in Vietnam.
We wanted to pursue him to the death. I was taught at West Point, when you defeat an enemy on the battlefield, you pursue that enemy to the death. Finish the job.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more on Hal Moore's story, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic because that CD tower is part of who you are? And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Doug Stephan Dudley to his friends, neighbors, and fans. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horan, Ken Kessler here on the Good Day program. Dr. Joy Brown will join us in a few minutes to talk about how you can stop worrying. In the meantime, back to the arrest of this 20-year-old character in Ohio who supposedly was plotting to blow up the Capitol and shoot everybody who came out. I think there's a reason to believe this may have been a put-up or set-up job. Not that he's not capable of doing something, but whether he was capable or he was just handy reminds me of a story regarding a fellow named Chauncey Wright, who has an IQ of 54 that did not stop undercover agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms from paying him a small sum of money to set up illegal gun and drug deals in Milwaukee.
Yeah, yeah.
His low IQ didn't stop them from charging Wright with federal drug and gun violations after they were finished using him. He was sentenced to 6 months house arrest, 4 years probation for his role in the sting. The judge said things actually worked out well for Mr. Wright. Quote, if there's one shining light in the ATF undercover operation, it's you getting the medical treatment you needed. You've been neglected for a long time. So this is a good way for you to get attention, to get arrested after being put into a phony sting. There you go, Bo. Your tax dollars at work.
This is that slippery slope I was talking about yesterday where we, like the precogs in Minority Report, where intent is enough to put somebody. This guy was searching something online. We knew he wanted to do this because of his posts on Facebook. book or something we found on his computer. He never did anything, but his intent was there, so we arrested him. Now it goes another step further to where they find out about your intent, and then they come in and help you get to that place where you wanted to be. They fake a contact, and they sell you the supplies. They sell you the plane ticket to Syria. They set you up with this, and then they arrest you. But you probably were a moron and would have never gotten anywhere without the FBI's help.
This guy had a 54 IQ.
Where is that line of somebody who's actually dangerous and was going to do something,
and
somebody
and morality
who just had some weird thoughts in their mind, and we helped them get there?
Now, I'm not saying one way or another whether this guy that got arrested yesterday is somebody from that same cloth, but I'd say you can make a pretty good argument on both sides. Here's another story.
And who's the precog who's determining which ones get set up and which ones don't?
Right. The let's see here. Monterey County, California. Officials agree to pay $2.5 million to settle a civil rights lawsuit brought by the family of Rogelio Serrato. Sheriff's SWAT team threw a flashbang grenade. I don't even know what that is. What's a flashbang?
Flashbang is the one that makes a lot of noise and just it doesn't do a lot of damage. But I think the flashbang is like the
it makes smoke and it makes it like an explosion that doesn't really kill anybody or do anything.
Well, the SWAT team threw this grenade into his home, started a fire. This guy got burned to death in the house. Deputies were looking for suspects in a shooting.
The flashbang must have hit him directly.
They determined that Serrato had nothing to do with the crime, the shooting. They went into the wrong house. He was unarmed. So the county has to pay the family $2.5 million.
So this is that Tom Selleck movie where they went into the wrong house and he went to jail for it.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Speaking of jail, I saw a stat. And there's it's an interesting number, 2.4 million. It's something that came, Rand Paul, as some of you know, is someone I find intriguing in terms of being in sync with many people who are weary of government in our country. So this number, how many Americans behind bars at the moment, caught my attention. This is a hidden issue that, thanks to Rand Paul, now at least is getting some light. You may or may not know this number. 2.5 million people. 2.5 million Americans are behind bars. The prison population is four times today what it was in 1980. According to the International Center for Prison Studies, America has the highest incarceration rate in the world. 7 inmates per 100,000 citizens. Senator Paul, wanting to change that, has joined forces with Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont to offer legislation that would soften mandatory sentences that eliminate judicial discretion when it comes to jail terms. Because, as we all know, a lot of judges will tell you, a lot of judges are soft on crime, and they don't, in my opinion, give to the real criminals what they deserve to get. And on the other side of the coin, a lot of people are in jail that have no business being in jail. Drug users, unless you're selling drugs, there should be nobody in jail on a drug warrant. Nobody, in my opinion. So now it's interesting, though. How many people realized that 7 inmates per 1,000 citizens was the incarceration rate in our country? Did you know that?
No.
Amazing.
Did you hear the new trend? Did I mention this to you about now that pot is being legalized so many places and it's so easy to get, and the quality of pot that's made here in America is better than what you can get from the Mexican cartel, that now the cartel has upped their production of meth and heroin.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
Because so many people are addicted to prescription drugs, and that's kind of the street version of a prescription drug, like an OxyContin or something like that. You can get heroin instead for $10 instead of buying one for $80 a pill, you know?
I'm surprised that the cartels haven't come in and started legal pot growing businesses in the states where it's legalized now.
Mm-hmm.
That they haven't tried to own that business, kind of like the mafia owns.
Like a front. Somebody come to me and say, hey, we'll give you $1 million a year, grow all the pot on your farm.
Sure.
Nobody's calling me.
Doug's like, my phone number is
888-302.
Please call me at
Doug@DougStephan.com.
That's it. All right. So here's another item of interest from the police blotter story at DougStephan.com about a North Carolina man who was shot after his wife mistook him for a home intruder when he was trying to surprise her with breakfast in bed.
Oh, no.
Soldier Zia Zegul returned home unannounced to surprise his wife Tiffany with breakfast after she thought he'd gone to work. The police say the alarm sounded and Ms. Tiffany, who was in bed at the time, thought that there was an intruder. She shot through the closed bedroom door and her husband was hit in the chest. He was able to walk and talk after taking a bullet, has since been released from the hospital and returned home. He told reporters, I'm good. The wife was questioned by the police, who say she may have been alarmed by recent break-ins in the area. Where's the guy with one leg when you need him? What's his name, Oscar?
No leg.
Pistorius.
Pistorius.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
All right, no leg to stand on there, Richie.
Wow.
Excuse me.
Got to be careful.
Yep. That story at DougStephan.com. Okay. I'm looking, but we're going to get to Joy in a moment. Anna, stop worrying is her focus. How many people are worried about their telephone bill? Have you looked? This is a page out of the Rich McFadden scrapbook.
Ugh.
How many taxes there are on there?
Look at the number of taxes. This is a refresher course. Richie wants you to look at your pay stub so you see how much money you're paying in taxes. I want you to look at your telephone bill to see what you're paying in taxes. Every once in a while, I actually look at this and go bananas.
Yeah, you see that Al Gore fine or fee, right?
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Federal access recovery charge. Federal subscriber line charge. Interstate access port. Federal excise tax. California utility users tax. Public Utilities Commission fund to support those who don't have phones. 9/11 state tax. California Relay Service and Communication Devices Fund. California Teleconnect Fund. Surcharge on California Teleconnect.
I know, don't you love that?
Wow.
California Universal Lifeline Telephone Service Fund. California High Cost of Service Fund.
You notice a lot of these have one thing in common?
Wait.
California. Yes. Is
California High Cost of Use Fund.
They have a fund
to help people who can't pay their phone bill as a surcharge on everybody's bill.
You know what I just learned? That on any insurance policy in the state of California it's a 2.35% tax. So if you get insurance on your house with a policy worth like $1 million, you're paying $23,500 to the government on a surcharge. There's only six other states that do that, but none of them have state income tax. California gets like, I'm telling you, you pay for the weather here.
How do you continue to live there, Jennifer?
Richie, where am I going to go? My family's here.
The total of taxes on my Verizon bill, one bill, the bill was $48.10. Taxes are $22.57 out of that.
Unbelievable.
So crazy.
How about that?
And we're dummies. We just sit here and take it.
I mean, in Massachusetts, the same thing. New York's the same thing. You'll find many states, especially on either coast, not in the middle of the country as much, but on either coast, man, are they expensive.
That's why I can't go back to my beloved Maryland, because they're just crazy there.
All right, Dr. Joy Brown, if you're worrying a lot, she's going to help you in a moment here on Good Day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order Genucel right now. Genucel is the all-natural treatment comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
14 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, with Dr. Joy Brown, who's on the air live every day from noon until 3 East Coast time. You can reach her, find where she is. Just listen to the program at drjoy.com. Dial 855-99-DR-JOY with your problem. She'll address it on the air. So my problem today is how to stop worrying. It seems that it would be easy to do this.
It's not.
To put a stop loss on worry, in a manner of speaking. I believe I've been told that worry is fear-based thinking and nothing more. I try to get it out of my mind, out of my reality. I think most people try to get a grip on fear and or worrying. And I wondered how you looked at this, Joy.
Okay. Well, I think you're correct that worry almost by definition is negative. And it's about things that haven't happened yet that you anticipate either you're not going to have any control over and they're going to turn out badly.
But most of the things, like 99% of what we fear, never happens.
Exactly so. All right. So that's one of the things to tell your head. Your stomach may not go along so quickly. So here's some steps to kind of bolster that. Number one, I think if people figure out what's worst case scenario, give me an example of something you're worrying about. Health, money.
You talking about
life,
me?
Tell me something.
Keep going. You got two right there.
What else you got?
I have a problem in my back that's really bothering me, and I heard some things yesterday that really bothered me about what it meant.
My back is bothering me. So what's worst case scenario? Worst case scenario is cancer. I know it's cancer. All right. So that's and then you can write these down. The second is it's not cancer. It's a slip disc, but I'll be immobilized. All right, so we look at worst-case scenario. Now, at this moment, your stomach should be feeling horrible because we're really talking about very specific, awful things that happen. All right, so if it's cancer, what's the first thing we do? You go to the doctor and you get a diagnostic test, so we rule that out. And we may be able to rule out ourselves because we may have had a recent physical and say, no, I've had this before, it's the same thing. All right, if we've had it before, is it a slip disc? Well, if it's a slip disc, is it something I have to do something about? What worked in the past? If I've not had it before, can I trace it to something that's already happened? In other words, worry almost by definition is an abstraction. It's a negative abstraction. Something awful may happen. By making it specific, we then know what to do to rule it in and rule it out. And because we've already dealt with worst-case scenario, almost everything is going to be less than worst-case scenario. And the point is, once we've figured out worst-case scenario and we've figured out what to do with it, that anything less than that is going to be a relief, number one. And number two, even if it's worst-case, we've figured out a specific plan to both diagnose and to treat.
Got it.
And paper and pencil really help because in the middle of the night at a 4 o'clock where am I blues, we're not going to be real logical and we're going to circle back. So writing it down, being specific, dealing with worst case. And then I think for most of us, even though we can do all those kinds of things, it doesn't hurt to have an emotional teddy bear that we hold to our heart that says, reminds us of a visualization of something that's been very comforting, whether it's a particular event from childhood or a particular meal that we enjoyed or an award that we got, something that reminds us that life is good, that basically we have control over things. Also, believe it or not, sometimes reminding yourself of icky things that have happened that you've been able to control or icky things that you've worried about that haven't come. Yeah. So essentially what we're doing is taking an abstraction, something awful could happen, and making it very specific. And then, because specifics we can always deal with. Abstractions we can never deal with.
Well, and that's the thing. When I was diagnosed and I was first told it's cancer, there was about 5 or 7 days there between then and when the test came in that you just didn't know. And that was the only time during that whole experience where I was like, oh, my God. Yeah. And then once you find out what it is, cool. Huh. Boom. I got a plan. No problem.
Yep. Good for you.
Right. Part of it is almost a superstition. If I believe it's awful, it'll happen. And that's not true.
No.
Right.
DrJoy.com for Dr. Joy Brown here on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the focus as the announcement is being made at the moment for Oscars 2015. Jennifer and Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Jennifer and Chuck have the list, starting with the best picture. So let's get right to it, see what Chuck thinks about some of these nominations.
Best picture, 8 nominees this year. That category always moves up and down in size. First one, Birdman, Boyhood, Selma, The Theory of Everything, The Imitation Game, The Grand Budapest Hotel, American Sniper, and Whiplash.
Chucker?
I saw 5 of the 8 films, Doug. I think the most entertaining of all these films for me, or the one I enjoyed the most probably, was Imitation Game with Benedict Cumberbatch. I really thought that was a good film. Boyhood, from what I read, it's the favorite to win the Oscar for Best Picture. I liked it. It was a movie filmed over 12 years. I think it's more of a gimmick movie than anything else. Although it is good, I'm not saying it's a quality film, but I don't see it winning the Oscar for Best Picture, at least not in my mind. Birdman with Michael Keaton, he's getting a Best Actor Oscar nomination. I like the film, but it's quirky, and it's going to it would certainly divide general audiences. Haven't seen Selma yet. Like The Theory of Everything. Loved Whiplash and American Sniper. I'm going to go see tomorrow. Now, American Sniper, what I read yesterday, this film's catching so much favorability among the general public that it's going to have a $50 million opening weekend, which is something I never would have thought a month ago. That's a huge opening, would be the biggest opening in the career of Clint Eastwood, although I looked at the list, he was not nominated for Best Director, although Bradley Cooper was nominated for Best Actor.
All right, Jen, let's go through those Best Actor nominations.
Okay, actor nominations, Michael Keaton for Birdman, Eddie Redmayne for The Theory of Everything, Benedict Cumberbatch for The Imitation Game, Steve Carell, Foxcatcher, and Bradley Cooper for American Sniper.
All right, so what do you think, Trevor?
It's a great list. They're all really good. I'm partial to Michael Keaton because I've been a big fan in my whole life.
Me too. All right, what's on the actress list? Who's
all right, actress list. Julianne Moore, Still Alice, Felicity Jones, The Theory of Everything, Rosamund Pike from Gone Girl. She was really good in that. Reese Witherspoon in Wild, and Marianne Cotillard in Two Days, One Night.
From what I hear, Julianne Moore's the favorite. Haven't seen the film, but I'm partial to Rosamund Pike on Gone Girl. I love that performance, and I think she's an unknown talent. I like her a lot.
Yep.
All right. So the directors, Alejandro Gonzalez Iñárritu, say that fast, 10 times faster, for Birdman, Richard Linklater for Boyhood, Wes Anderson for The Grand Budapest Hotel, Maureen Tilden for The Imitation Game, and Bennett Miller for Foxcatcher.
All right, Chuck.
I tell you one thing: the camera work and direction in Birdman was amazing. I think he might be a favorite.
Really?
Yeah. If you watch this movie, the some of the stuff they did visually was groundbreaking, and it's really good direction. Although as I said, the film itself will, if at 10 out of 10 regular people see this movie, 5 will walk out perplexed. 5 will think it's pretty cool. It's one of those type. It's more of an art house film than a mainstream movie.
Huh. All right. What other categories do we have that are usually popular and in focus?
The supporting actress and actor. I think a supporting actress is Patricia Arquette, Boyhood, Emma Stone for Birdman, Keira Knightley, The Imitation Game, Meryl Streep got a nomination for Into the Woods, and Laura Dern for Wild.
I wouldn't have thought that she'd be a supporting. Meryl Streep was supporting.
She was supporting because it was a big cast in Into the Woods, I think.
Yes.
Okay, Chucker. Yeah?
I thought Keira Knightley in Imitation Game was quite charming, and I've always liked her.
Mm-hmm. All right, how about a Best Supporting Actor, Jen?
Sure, J.K. Simmons in Whiplash, Ed Norton in Birdman, Ethan Hawke in Boyhood, Mark Ruffalo in Foxcatcher, and Robert Duvall got one for The Judge.
J.K. Simmons or Robert Duvall?
Another really good category, but this is J.K. Simmons is going to win this hands down for Whiplash. His performance is simply terrific. One actor or pitcher I think that got snubbed was Nightcrawler, and I think Jake Gyllenhaal was fantastic and should have got a nomination for Best Actor. But a lot of talent. It was a really good year for movies in 2014 overall.
Isn't it interesting how character actors like J.K. Simmons sometimes stay in a secondary position in their entire career, and every once in a while, Farnsworth and Brimley remind me of that with their careers. And Simmons, although he didn't come out of the same cast that those guys came from, they were stuntmen, he started in the trenches. I think the first thing I remember him as was a shrink on one of the Law and Orders. That's where
he goes back a long time. But if you see him in this movie Whiplash, it's a darker. It's one of the more. It's easily the darkest thing he's ever done.
Really?
And this guy can act, and he nails it. And it's a home run performance. Really, really good.
All right, quickly, what else do we have?
One fun thing, because the music is always great to notice. Glenn Campbell got a nomination, Dougie, for original song. I'm Not Gonna Miss You.
Really?
It's kind of fun.
Of course he did.
Yeah. You know, good
Why
for
not?
Glenn.
Well, they always get the dead guy in there.
All right. Anyway, well, he's not dead yet, is he?
Well, no, but...
Nice. Well, we have
see you at the Oscars, Doug.
Say what?
I'll see you at the Oscars.
See you, yes, you will. See you in my dreams, too, Chucker. It's 59 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate the use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger, and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.